that everybody here in this morning is so familiar with the hymn song that our brother was leading us to sing together.
我非常确信在座的每一位都非常熟悉弟兄所领的今天我们所唱的这首诗歌。
And we've been singing it for many, many times in all kinds of church meetings.
我们在各样的教会的聚会当中已经唱了许多遍了。
Like Chinese often says that we can sing it even with our eyes closed.
就像中国人所经常说的，我们闭着眼睛也能唱出来。
It's an old hymn in a historical melody.
这个是我们所唱的久远的一首诗歌。
But we want to sing it not because it's old and we're getting old.
我们唱这个不是因为它是古老的诗歌，因为我们老了。
But it sings our hearts out like who we are and what we stand for in our journey on this earth.
我们唱的原因是因为我们知道我们是谁，我们在这条属灵的道路上应该怎么样的奔走，我们的目的地是在哪。
So dear brothers and sisters, do you know who we are and where are we heading to?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，你有没有想过我们是谁？我们的终点是在哪里？
Or let me put it in this way: Do we really care about it that keeps us so unique from others living in this world?
让我再换句话就说，我们有没有知道我们是谁？什么使我们成为这个独居的，不一样的民
？Notice that in stanza three.
注意到在第三节诗歌里面讲到
The songwriter reminds us the glorious fact of cloud and fire from Exodus story.
诗歌的作者提醒我们从出埃及记里讲到这个云柱火柱荣耀的带领
When God led his people out of Egypt.
当神引导他的子民来出埃及的时候
Exodus 13:21-22.
在出埃及记十三章二十一节到二十二节里面讲到
，It tells us that he was going before them.
是讲到他在他们前面行。
In a pillar of cloud by day for leading them the way.
在白天的时候，与云柱领导他们的前行。
And his presence was also in a pillar of fire by night for protection over his people.
在夜间的时候，有火柱来带领他们，来遮盖他们。
For all the 40 years from Egypt to Promised Land.
在四十年中，从埃及出来，一直奔向应许之路。
God never took away the cloud and the fire from Israel people in the desert.
在这个大而火威的旷野当中，神从来没有把他云柱和火柱收回。
Until the second generation set their foot into the Jordan River.
直到这个第二代以色列民把他们的脚踏到约旦河里的时候
，Even the first generation had failed.
虽然第一代以色列民众已经失去了这个特权
，because they were unfaithful and rebellious，
因为他们是没有信心并且悖逆的人。
My dear brothers and sisters, the cloud and the fire never ceased.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，云柱火柱永不停止。
It served us as a proof that God would never abandon His people.
这个是作为神的一个证据，就是他永不丢弃他的民众。
Our Lord Jesus promised us in Matthew 28:20.
我们的主在马太福音第二十章二十八章二十节讲到
，That He's with us always, even to the end of age.
就是他永远与我们同在到地极。
So today, dear brothers and sisters.The visible cloud and fire in Exodus is no longer seen.
弟兄姊妹们，今天这个可以用你肉眼看见的云柱和火柱已经看不见了。
But our Lord Jesus will never take away His presence from us.
但是我们的主耶稣他永远不会把他的同在从我们面前收回。
Even though we often in the darkness of a pain and a failure.
虽然我们经常屡受失败，多经黑暗。
The cloud and the fire can still be felt powerfully in our life.
在我们日常的生活中，这个云柱火柱的带领永远是非常的。真实并且强大的影响。
I think this is what we learned from this psalm and from the story of Exodus.
所以这个就是我们从出埃及记中所学和这首诗里面所学的功课。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this time we can gather together before your mercy seat.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你，在这一段时间，我们可以来到你施恩宝座面前聚集。
Lord, we pray that in this time you will give us a listening ear.
主，我们恳求你在这一段时间里给我们受会听的耳朵。
So we may receive your word into us.
好叫我们能够接收你的话语进到我们的里面。
Lord, we also pray for those who are not with us in this morning.
主，我们并且为那些今天早晨不能与我们同在的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We pray for a blessed recovery for our brothers and sisters.
我们祈求这个蒙福的治愈在我们的弟兄姊妹当中。
No matter where we are, we can feel your presence with us.
无论我们走到哪里，我们祈求你的同在与我们一起。
Because there is nothing can separate us from your love.
因为没有什么能把你的爱与我们隔绝。
We commit this time unto your hand.
我们把这段时间仰望在恩主的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.I was told that our high schoolers group has just finished the book of Exodus in Sunday school time.
我知道我们的高中生主日班刚研读完出埃及记 Genesis.
出埃及
记。出埃及记。
Genesis.
Genesis. 创世记。
And they are ready to continue on the book of Numbers.
他们准备要开始读《民数记》。
So I pray that the Lord will help me to catch up with you guys here.
我希望主能够允许我与你们在这上面能够衔接的好。
Now would you please turn your Bible with me to Numbers chapter 1 verses 1 through 3.
请大家把你的圣经与我同翻到《民数记》第一章第一到第三节。
Let me read for you in English, and our sister will then read the Chinese translation.
我为你读英文，姊妹会为你们读中文。
Numbers chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
民数记第一章第一节到第三节。
Now the Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of meeting, on the first day of the second month.In the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel, by their families, by their father's house, according to the number of names, every male individually, from 20 years old and above, all who are able to go to war in Israel, you and Aaron.Shall number them by their armies.
民数记第一章第一节到第三节。以色列人出埃及地后，第二年二月初一日，耶和华在西奈的旷野会幕中晓谕摩西说：“你要按以色列会众的家族、宗族、人民的数目，计算所有的男丁，凡以色列中。”从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
The book of Numbers is all about the transitional moment from Egypt to Promised Land.
民数记是讲到一个过渡的故事，是讲到以色列人出埃及进迦南美地的一个过程。
Israel people, they follow Moses to leave the land of Egypt.
以色列人跟着摩西出了埃及。
And they crossed the Red Sea to the wilderness of Sinai.
他们经过了红海进入西乃旷野。
Then finally, they could make a stop and took a break at the foot of Mount Sinai.
在西乃山下，他们终于可以歇一下脚。
Then Moses brought them the Dew Tablet of Ten Commandments.
然后摩西就给了他们这个石板的十条诫令。
And most importantly, they came after Moses and Aaron to build up the tabernacle there.
最主要的是根据摩西和亚伦，他们在那里建立了会幕。
So now they could start their worship to God.
他们可以在这里开始对神的敬拜。
So my dear brothers and sisters, could this moment and this place be served as their final destination after Egypt?
弟兄姊妹们，那我的问题就是，他们可以在这个时间、这个地点开始对神的终极的敬拜吗？
Could this be served as their final destination?
这可以成为他们的终点地吗？
I think it is very possible.
这个是很有可能的，我认为。
Number one, they enjoyed their freedom there.
第一，他们已经开始享受他们的自由。
For 400 years, Israel people had been living under the bondage of slavery.
在四百年当中，以色列人是在埃及为奴之家。
But from now on,
但是从这时候起
，the power of Egypt was gone.
埃及的权势已经被拆毁
，drawn to the bottom of the Red Sea.
已经深深的被陷入红海的底下。
So that no one could never ever come to bother them and pull them back to the bondage of slavery.
没有人再可以把他们从这个自由的境界再召回埃及为奴之家。
Their freedom in the wilderness of Sinai was real and unshakable.
他们在西乃旷野中所得的自由是真实的，是不可震动的。
Think about our salvation in Christ.
想想我们在基督里面的救赎。
The freedom in Christ is real and unshakable.
这个在基督里面的救赎是非常真实而不可震动的。
No one, even ourselves, can take away.
没有人，我们自己也不能把它挪走。
Number two, they enjoy their worship and service to God.
第二点，他们非常的享受对神的侍奉和对神的敬拜。
This was very important.
这个是非常重要的。
Because in their 400 years of residence in Egypt,
因为在他们在埃及居住四百年当中，
their worship and service to one true God was banned by Egyptian authorities.
因着埃及权势权贵的威吓，他们对真神的敬拜已经被局限。
Banned.
被完全的禁止。
But now they set their camp right at the foot of Mount Sinai.
现在他们就在西乃山下立营。
So they call it the holy place of God.
他们称这为神的圣地。
This is the place Moses met with God face to face.
是在这里摩西与神面对面相见。
This was the place that God revealed his purpose to his people.
在这里神把自己的心意向他的名启示。
So this is the holy place of God.
这是神的圣地。
So this is the place that God called Moses, took off your shoes. You are standing at the holy place.
就在这里，神呼召摩西，告诉他把你的鞋脱下，因为这里是圣的。
Now they set their camp just right there at the foot of Mount Sinai.
所以就在这里，他们把他们的营立下来，在西乃山下。
They had their tabernacle.
他们有他们的会幕。
They had the sacred law.
他们有这些圣的法规。
律法
Not
only for worship service, but also for daily life before God.
不仅是为着敬拜，而且是每天在神面前生活。
Guys, think about how precious that God gave His Word to us.
弟兄姊妹们，想想，神把他自己的话语给我们是何等的宝贵。
Through thousand years of warfare, now the Word of God is on our hand.
想想，经过几千年的征战，神把他的话放在我们的手中。
We can have His word and read His word and follow His word every day.
我们可以读他的话语，听他的话语，遵行他的话语，在我们日常生活当中。
Number three, they enjoy their worry-free style of life.
第三点，他们真实的享受这个无忧无虑的生活。
Even though they camped in the middle of the desert,
虽然他们是在旷野中间。来立营,
but God's presence was with them 24/7.
但是神的同在是二十四小时的。
Whatever they need, they just cry out to God.
他们所需要的，只要他们向神呼求，神就给他们。
Whenever they cry to God, boom, they had it.
他们向神呼求的时候，神就应允他们。
And they didn't even got to worry about what to eat.Because God would provide them with manna every morning.
他们不用担心他们每日吃什么，因为神给他们赐下玛拿，每天早晨的时候应时赐下。
My wife and I, the first thing we opened our eyes in the morning.
我和我妻子早晨起来第一件睁开眼睛第一件事情是。
Of course, we read the Bible together and pray together.
当然我们会一起读圣经并且一同祷告。
Then the very thing we talk to each other is what we eat today.
然后我们第一件所要讨论的事情是我们今天吃什么。
But Israel, when they set their camp at the foot of Mount Sinai,
当以色列人在西乃山下安营的时候
or even 40 years drifting in the desert,
甚至四十年中在旷野中漂流的时候
they would never have to talk to each other what we eat today
他们永远不会彼此交谈说今天我们要吃什么
they don't have to worry about it
他们不用为这个担心
because every morning they get a fresh manna that God provided for them
因为每一日早晨新鲜的玛拿都从天赐下给他们
So you see, dear brothers and sisters, God's people really got nothing left to sit at this place as a perfect and a permanent campsite.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们想想，在这个地点、这个时候，他们真的可以就选择居住下来，成为他们的永久居住地。
So they could call it home place.
他们可以叫他们，这是他们的，他们的家乡、家园。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we have the precious salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有宝贵的救恩。
We have the precious word that God gave us.
我们有神给我们的宝贵的话语。
We live with the provision that God promised to us.
我们生活是靠着神所应许给我们的供给。
So, is that all?
这个就仅仅限于此吗
？So we can just stay here and move to nowhere.
那我们就能够停止不前吗
？I guess most of Israel people would agree with me in that moment.
我想许多以色列人都会同意我。
They determined the life in the wilderness of Sinai with satisfaction.
他们决定说西乃山下所有的居住是非常令他们满意的。
And they didn't want to move anymore beyond this point.
他们不想再继续前行。
And they believed that this is the purpose in God's mind for them out of the land of Egypt.
他们以为说神带他们出埃及的旨意就仅在于此。
My dear brothers and sisters, this will help us to understand those conflict issues recorded in the book of Numbers.
弟兄姊妹们，这一个背景就使我们更加知道神所记载下来在民数记所发生的一些的冲突。
Everything that happened in this book is just simply because they didn't want to move to anywhere.
在民数记所记载这所有的故事里面，终极原因就是他们不想前行。
In chapter 10,
在第十章里
when Moses was asking his brother-in-law whether he would go with them to promised land,
摩西问他的他的brother-in-law, 突然一下忘记了 brother-in-law, 摩西问他妻子的父亲的儿子，不对，他妻子的哥哥，我一下忘记 brother-in-law, sorry, 脑子一下不好使，
姐夫，
哦，姐夫，叫姐夫，对不起。
His brother-in-law said, his brother-in-law refused because for him, Exodus was done.
他邀请他的姐夫与他们同行，他就拒绝了。因为对他来说，出埃及这件事情已经做成了。
God's mission completed.
神的使命已经完成。
So he said to Moses.
所以他对摩西说
，You guys won't need my help anymore because you got everything here.
你们不需要，不再需要我的帮助，因为你们所需的都有了。
And I'm about to go home.
我就打算回家了。
Also in chapter 14.
在第十四章里面
Why all the Israel people except the Joshua and the Caleb they were crying like a baby before Moses?
为什么以色列民众不听约书亚和加勒的他们像小孩子一样哭闹
Because they didn't want to go further miles to promised land.
因为他们不想再努力进入这个应许美地
And they said we would better have died in Egypt or died in this wilderness.
他们说我们为什么不死在埃及也比死在旷野要强
So my dear brothers and sisters, nobody in God's people wanted to move one single step further.
所以在这个民众当中没有人想要再继续前行一步
And they preferred the wilderness as their permanent home place.
他们愿意把这个旷野当作他们的家园。
We often be tempted to think the wilderness as a desolate place.
我们也经常会以为这个旷野就是终极地。
A desolate place.
是一个非常荒凉的地。
Yes, it is.
是的，它是很荒凉。
But for Israel people out of Egypt, they took it as a God's purpose for them.
但是对以色列人来说，他们认为神的旨意就在于此。
They cried to Moses, said, "Hey, we got a tabernacle here."
他们对摩西，喊叫说，我们的会幕就在这儿。
We can worship and have our service to God here.
我们可以敬拜并且在这里侍奉神。
And look, we had a cloud, fire, and manna for every day, 24/7 here.
我们二十四小时。七天都有神的云柱和火柱带领我们，并且有玛拿来供给我们。
So they took it as their comfort zone and their second home place after the land of Egypt.
当他们出了埃及之后，他们认为这就是他们第二个家乡，是他们的自己的非常舒适的地方。
Guys, this is why in the first chapter of the book of Numbers.
弟兄姊妹们，所以在这里，在民数记第一章开始
，God want to call His people. You guys get up and move because you are not home yet.
神就来提醒以色列民众说：“你们起来行走，因为这不是你们的目的地，你还没到你们的家园。”
Dear brothers and sisters, are we home yet?
弟兄姊妹们，我们已经到了。家乡了吗?
In other words, God called them.
换句话说，神来呼召他们。
They could enjoy the sweetest moment at the foot of Mount Sinai.
他们可以在西乃山脚下来享受甜美时光。
In fact, we got learned it from the Bible.
实际上，我们应该从圣经上学到。
There are total 42 stops that Israel had traveled through the wilderness.
其实在旷野当中以色列人经过了四十二个小站
These are all meaningful places as good as Mount Sinai
这些都是非常有意义的地方，也像西乃山脚下一样，让人满足。
But guys, none of them that God's people could call it home.
但是所有这些不是神的选民能够称之为家园的。
Because God's purpose for them out of Egypt.
因为神呼召他们出埃及地的原因。
Was not to drift in the desert.
不是在旷野中漂流。
No matter how wonderful, how great, how blessed they have their experience there.
无论他们在这个旷野中漂流的经历是多么的美妙，多么的奇异。
God's plan for their destination was the land flowing the milk and the honey, which is the promised land.
神对他们带领是要进入流奶与蜜的应许美地。
I've known many brothers and sisters.
我认识许多的弟兄姊妹们。
They have such a wonderful experience in Christ after their conversion.
当他们信主归入主名下之后，他们有许多美妙的经历。
But guys, we need to think about where we are we heading to.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要想一想，我们前行的目标是什么？
Are we home yet?
我们已经到家了吗？
Many brothers and sisters, they share just one same testimony for 5, 10, and 15 years, never changed.
有许多弟兄姊妹，他们的交通是同样的交通，不管是五年、十年还是十五年，他们的经历没有改变，还是同样的故事。
Yes, it's blessed testimony. It's a blessed experience.
是的，这是非常蒙福的经历，是蒙福的见证。
But we got to get up and move.
但是我们需要起来行走。
We got to move to the destination.
我们要行走，走向我们的终极目标。
Which is the promised land for Israel people.
对以色列人说是这个应许美地。
So we may ask why promised land, dear brothers and sisters.
那弟兄姊妹们，你们就问为什么是应许美地呢？
Most of the time we just take it as a type of a Bible terminology.
我们经常以为这就是圣经上所用的一个词儿。
But for Israel people in the Old Testament time,
但是在以色列人在旧约的时候
Promised land is the physical place that God had promised to Abraham and the generations after him.
应许美地是神对亚伯拉罕和他所有后裔所的给的一个地。
As their permanent home.
是作为他们永远的家园。
Where they could claim the fullness of God's presence, God's protection and provision.
在那里他们可以完全享受神的同在、保护和神的供给。
Yes, you may say that we as God's children can surely find God's grace all over the place on this earth.
是的，你完全可以说，我们作为神的儿女，我们在这个地上满有神的恩典。
Because in Isaiah 66:1, God says that heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
因为在以赛亚书第六十六章第一节说，神说，天是我的脚灯，地是我的居所。天是我的居所，地是我的脚灯。
Psalm 139 it says that even in the remotest part of the sea, we can also find God's right hand to lead and protect us.
在诗篇第一百三十九篇说，即使在非常远的地极，就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
Surely we can find God's grace all over the place.
当然，我们不论走到哪里，都会经历神对我们的恩典。
But only in promised land, my dear brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，唯有在这个应许美地。
God's people can say to God.
神的子民可以对神说。
That all you have is mine.
你所有的都是我的。
And all I have is yours.
我所有的都是你的。
All you have is for me, and all I have is for you.
你所有的都是为我，我所有的都是为你。
There's no other place in this world that they can claim it and they can have it.
在这个世界没有任何其他的，他们可以称为自己的，并且拥有的。
Guys, this is what Promised Land stands for God's people.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是应许美地对神的百姓的意义。
During the 1,000 years of history,
在几千年的历史当中。
After Jews, they were driven out from the city of Jerusalem by Roman power in the year of 70.
Year of 70. 在七十年的时候，罗马军兵把犹太人驱逐出他们的所居住的地方。
They were offered then by multiple times a piece of a replacement for their homeland around the world.
在这段时间里，有许多次他们被提供说，在世界各地可以作为他们的家园。
Some are much bigger and nicer and richer than what they had lost to Roman hands.
有些地他们所可以得到的是比他们丢失给罗马地的更加大、更加美好。
But they rejected with no hesitation.
但是他们都拒绝了。
Because promised land for them is not a physical place.
因为应许美地对他们来说不是一个地理上那个地点。
But the land of the fullness of God's covenant and the purpose.
而是神所与人所立的约，一个丰盛。
It is the only place they can call it a destination and a home.
只有在这一块地上，他们可以说这是他们的家园。
Listen to this very carefully. The reason why God wants to save His people from the land of Egypt.
请仔细听我要说的，神为什么拯救他的民从埃及地出来？
It's not only because of their sufferings from the bondage of slavery there.
不仅仅是因为他们在埃及是为奴之家。
But also because of their loss of destination and home.
并且因为他们已经失去了他们家园的终极目标。
Even though they had been there for many generations.
虽然他们在那里面有很多代了。
But Egypt was never their home.
但是埃及永远不是他们的家乡。
Even though they had a cloud and a fire and a manna going on their side all the time.
虽然有云柱、火柱和玛拿供给他们，一直在供给他们。
But wilderness was never their destination.
旷野也不是他们的终极地。
Their destination is the promised land because it is their home.
他们的终极地点，他们的目标是应许美地，因为那将成为他们的家园。
Promised land is the very purpose for God to save His people from Egypt.
应许美地是神为什么要救他的以色列民从埃及为奴之家出来的真正原因。
So my dear brothers and sisters, what is the theme for the whole book of Numbers?
所以弟兄姊妹们，这个整篇民数记所要讲的是什么呢？
What is the primal cause for every life event recorded in this book?
在民数记所发生这众多的事情当中，原因是什么呢？
The answer is very simple, guys. It is promised land.
这个原因，这个回答非常的简单，就是应许美地。
Today, what does the promised land signify to us?
那今天应许美地对我们来说有什么重要的启示意义呢？
I think many of us are familiar with the song from church hymnbook number 560.
那我相信弟兄姊妹们对于教会诗歌本里第560首非常的熟悉。
It says, blessed assurance that Jesus is mine.
上面说有福的确据，耶稣是我的。
Jesus is our promised land that flows the fullness of God.
神本性一切的丰富都在基督里流露出来给了我们。
He is the purpose and the destination that God has planned for us.
基督是神 向我们启示要应许给我们的一切的丰富。
As Paul confirmed with us in Colossians 2:9.
在哥罗西书第二章第九节里讲到。
That only in Christ dwells all the fullness of God.
神本性一切的丰富都有形有体的居住在耶稣基督里。
So guys, the journey we're on now throughout this world.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在这个世界上居住这个旅程当中，我们在哪里呢？
Whether sometime we're on the top of a hill.
我们有的时候在山巅上。
Or sometimes we're just being through the valley of the shadow of death.
我们有的时候在死荫的低谷里。
It will eventually lead us into Jesus.
无论如何，总是要我们把我们引向基督。
Jesus is our home.
耶稣是我们永远的家乡。
Jesus is the destination that God has planned and prepared for us.
耶稣是神所为我们预备、为我们准备的终极目标。
If we failed this purpose and the destination that in God's mind for us,
如果我们在神对我们心意的这一点没有明白的话，
our life will be a waste.
我们的生命毫无意义。
More than waste, it will be a loss to the glory of eternity.
不光是没有意义，而且是有损了神对我们荣耀的这个荣耀的永生的一个亏欠。
I'm sure that most of us, sitting here in this morning, we're all saved.
我非常确信，在座的每一位坐在这儿的都是已经蒙恩得救的。
Our conversion experience is so real, it's unshakable.
那这些得救的经历是真实的，是不能震动的。
But guys, just don't stay over there. We got to get up and move.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能待在这儿了，我们要起来行走。
We got to reach to our destiny, which is Jesus.
我们要向我们的终点，就是基督奔前行。
Only in Jesus we can claim and have all the fullness of God.
只有在基督里面，神与本性一切的丰富才能向我们能够彰显出来。
Count Zinzendorf was born in a rich and noble family in Europe.
新生道夫伯爵，他是在欧洲出生，在一个非常有名望的家庭里面。
He was born of Christian.
他出生的时候就是从基督徒的家庭。
Because his parents were passionate believers of Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他的父母亲就是非常有热心的爱主的人。
He grew up in the church.
他在教会里面长大。
He attend all the meetings, start from children's class.
他参加所有的聚会，从他小时候的主日学开始。
He sat in all church meetings with his parents.
在所有的聚会当中，他与他的父母亲坐在一起。
But he was there just for pleasure.
但是他到那儿只是娱乐而已。
For respecting his parents.
好来显示他尊敬他的父母。
And later on for his marriage arrangement.
那之后呢，是因着他所有的安排好的婚姻。
He found his girlfriend and later his wife in the same church.
因为他在同一间教会里找着了他的妻子。
And they were married and has a blessed marriage.
他们结婚之后有了一个非常蒙福的婚姻。
He looked a fairly good believer and was blameless.
他看起来是一个非常好的信徒，他过着无没有瑕疵的生活。
But deep in his heart, there was an empty.
但是在他的心的深处却是有一个空洞。
Because he lost the purpose and he missed the destination for his life.
因为在他的生命当中，他似乎失去了他的目标。
So his youth age was like a train out of a rail.
所以他年轻的时候就像是在走步机上行走，
train out of rail,
就像滑轨的 列车
drifting around without direction，
好像是没有方向的乱行。
But thank God, one day this young man took a trip to Paris.
但是感谢主，有一天他就去了巴黎。
And he visited an art museum there.
他在那里看到一个艺术博物馆。
Then he saw an oil painting of the head of our Lord Jesus with the crown of thorns.
在那里，他看见我们的主耶稣头戴荆棘冠冕的一幅油画。
Under the frame, it was written a simple phrase.
在这个油画的框子上面有一个非常简单的语句。
I have done this for you, and what you will have done for me.
我已经为你舍了这些，你能为我舍什么？
His heart was suddenly melt.
他的心突然融化了。
Before this art piece, the young Zinzendorf found back the purpose that God had prepared for his life.
在这个油画前，年轻的新生道夫就找回了他生命的意义。
Later, he gave all his possessions from his nobility to found a group of believers called Moravian Brethren.
之后，他把他作为贵族所有的这些资产都奉献给一个聚集，之后就成立了摩拉维亚弟兄会。
And they became the first Christian missionary from Europe to overseas, including China.
他们是第一批从欧洲差派出去的宣教士。
My dear brothers and sisters, where are you now?
弟兄姊妹们，你们现在在哪里？
And where are you heading to?
你们在奔向哪里？
Are you in the middle of the way, or you haven't set your foot for your destination yet?
你们是走到半路，还是还没有起脚？
It is true, we are all running after something in our life.
真实的说，我们每个人都在这个世界上来寻求奔走。
But what is our destination that we can lay our final satisfaction?
但是能够完全满足我们的终极是在哪里呢？
I think these are the most important questions that we need to answer as our life goes on day by day.
当我们每天过每日这样生活的时候，我觉得我们应该问问我们这个问题。
Guys, we are called into Jesus, and please don't miss it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是蒙召进入基督，请你不要错过这个主题。
Let's go to chapter 1 and verse 2.
让我们来到第一章第二节。
God told Moses to take a census of all the congregation of the children of Israel.
Actually, 是第二章。
第一章的第二节。
第一章第二节。你要按以色列全会众的家世、宗族、人民的数目计算所有的男丁。
The word "take a census" serves a military sense in original text.
在这里，人民的数目其实是就在有军事上意义，是指的是军数数点。
I'm sorry, take a census, 数点，数点，
数点。
Yeah, the verb to.Take census.
这个数点这个词儿有军事的意义。
Yes, yes, thank you. Because in the Old Testament time, God's people are numbered only in a situation of a war about to come.
因为在很久以前，人们只有在面临征战的时候才数点人数。
So in verse 3, God said to Moses.
所以在第三节，神对摩西说
：“To prepare all the young men from 20 years old and above。”
说凡以色列中从二十岁以外。
We got to listen to it very carefully. All who are able to go to war in Israel, you and Aaron should number them by their armies.
所以我们要特别注意是， 从二十岁以外能出去打仗的，你和亚伦要照他们的军队数点。
In other words, God had prepared and God wanted his people to go to their destination.
换句话说，神要他的选民们能够准备好来去他的终极地。
But he wanted his people to go there in the form of army.
但是他需要他的选民能够装备整齐，就像军队一样。
Rather than a group of freed slavery wandering around the desert.
而不是仅仅作为刚被释放的奴隶。
And to make them ready to fight for their destination.
好叫他们能够准备好，随时准备好为他们的终极目标而征战。
It doesn't mean God would leave the promised land as their own business.
没有说，神没有说把这个应许美地就让他们自己去得。
No, never, because the cloud and the fire, the manna had been with them every day in the wilderness for 40 years.
在四十年中，云柱、火种和玛拿一直持续的供给。
God is faithful all the time, and all the time He is faithful to His people.
神对他的百姓永远是信实的，他永远信实的带领他的百姓。
But God's plan for them, they gotta fight for their steps leading to, into the promised land.
但是神对他们的旨意就是让他们能够征战，进入应许美地。
Otherwise, they won't be able to get into, the promised land.
否则的话，他们没有办法进入。
So guys, the journey after our conversion will surely lead us into Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，当然，当我们蒙恩得救之后，我们的旅途是进入基督。
In Jesus, we can claim and enjoy the fullness of the spiritual reality that God has prepared for us.
在耶稣基督里面，我们可以享受神所预备我们的一切的丰盛。
But we gotta fight for it.
但是我们必须要刚开始征战。
Every step we take into spiritual reality,
我们每走一个属灵的现实的脚步。
Into the progress of a spiritual life.
进入我们属灵的生活当中。
Like a faith, hope, love, perseverance, fellowship, even to attend the church meeting.
不管是参加教会聚会，还是我们显示基督一切的美德，比如说，坚持，有信心之类。
It will cause us some degree of warfare.
总会让我们有一些征战。
When God called His people ready to move to their destination,
当神呼召他的百姓准备进入他们的应许美地的时候，
He told Moses that you got to number them by their armies.
他告诉摩西说，你们要数军队，进行军队数点。
In other words, they were engaged in a warfare.
换句话说，他们一定是会面临战争。
Not a playground, not a basketball court, not a Disneyland. They were engaged in a battlefield in order to make their home.
他们所面临的是战场，而不是游乐场、迪士尼乐园，或者是篮球场。
I want to share a few lines here to the young brothers who are going to go to college after this summer.
我特别在这里想要与要去大学暑期结束要去大学的弟兄们一些话语。
Guys, college life is a battlefield.
弟兄姊妹们，这个大学生活就是一个战场。
In 1 Samuel,
在撒母耳上
when David was staying with his parents at home,
当大卫与他的父母亲在家里居住的时候，
He didn't have to worry about the battles with the Philistines.
他不用担心与腓利士人征战。
He could enjoy the peaceful time in his father's house under a well protection.
他可以在他的父家享受一切很好的保护。
My dear young fellows, this is all your years that you have spent with us.
弟兄姊妹们，这是这一段时间你一直与我们在一起所分享的时光。
From grade school to high school class.
从小一直到中高中。
But one day.
但有一天。
David was sent to the front line.
大卫就必须要到战场前线。
He saw this real Goliath face to face in the battlefield.
在这个征战当中，他面对面遇到了这个巨人。
Then he realized this guy is much taller, bigger, and stronger than he could imagine at home.
他突然一下意识到，他的这个敌人比他在家里所想的更大、更强壮，难以形容。
So my dear young fellows, we kept on talking about the spiritual warfare in the church.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里一直在教导说属灵的征战。
Now you got to the battlefield.
你们现在进入了战场。
You are in the front line.
你们到了前线。
And you see this Goliath face to face.
你看到这个哥利亚面对面的遇见了他。
David got to fight with the giant.
大卫必须要与他征战。
This is what you're going to face it.
这就是你要面对的。
To live with it and to deal with it every day in your college life.
每天在你大学的生活当中，你就要如此的生活，并且面对它。
You can't avoid it. You can't get away from it by just shutting your ears and mouth.
你不可能把你的嘴闭住，你的耳朵闭住，你就可以不理睬它。
Or turn yourselves to the textbook.
或者就是转耳不听，就看你自己的书。
The real Goliath is just standing before you.
真正的哥利亚就在你面前。
You gotta stand up and fight.
你必须站起来征战。
Fight for what you have learned so many years in the church among God's people.
在这些年你在教会里与神的子民们、神的选民们一起生活的这些年所得到的知识。
Dear brothers and sisters, the spiritual warfare is printed in our DNA as God's children.
作为神的选民，这个属灵的征战深深地印在我们的 DNA 里面。
You know why? Because we have a destination in God's mind for us, and we got to make it.
因为我们的终极目标是神所为我们立定的，我们必须要成就它。
This is why God wants to make the first line of the book of Numbers in such a military tone.
这就是为什么在民数记第一章里面，神要以军队的这个说法来数点这个军队。
Yes, we are called into Jesus.
是的，我们是蒙召进入耶稣。
But in the meantime, we're engaged in the battlefield for our calling.
但是急着我们蒙召的时候，我们就已经进入了征战。
The census had made some meaningful changes to God's people in the book of Numbers.
在民数记里面，这个军队数点有几次不同的地方。
Made some meaningful changes to God's people.
改变了人。I don't quite understand. You mean what kind of changes to different tribes or at different times?
Well, first it had changed their mindset and attitude.
Okay, 就是在这个军队的数点当中，是神的选民的态度和他们的行为就立刻进行有了改变。
Because Israel people used to live in.The land of Egypt for a long time under the bondage of slavery.
因为以色列民在埃及为奴之家居住了很长的一段时间。
And their living habits in Egypt were chaotic and disorderly.
他们在埃及居住的环境当中，他们居住的是没有秩序的。
So they brought the same attitude with them out of Egypt to the wilderness.
当他们出埃及进入旷野的时候，他们已保存同样的没有规章的这个生活方式。
Their campsite was mixed with all people.
他们所居住的帐目的地方 立帐幕的地方是非常混乱的，各样的人都居住在一起。
Regardless of age and the tribes.
不管是人的年龄也好，还是你的这个不同的族别也好。
And their daily life was aimless and disordered like a pile of sand.
他们每日的生活像一堆散沙。
So when the census was taken place among them,
当这个军队的数点，在他们里面进行了之后，
all of the young men from 20 above got to be numbered.
从20岁以外的就能够打仗的就被数点了。
According to their name, father's house, and the tribe.
根据他们的家族、宗族、人数。
So they would be able to join together like an army.
好叫他们能够进入一个军队的编制。
Then in chapter 2, verse 2,
所以在第二章第二节的时候，
God told Moses and Aaron,
神就对摩西和亚伦说，
No more mixed camp among God's people.
在神的选民当中不能再随意的混住。
And each of the Israel people shall camp by his own standard beside the emblems of his father's house, and they shall camp some distance from the tabernacle of meeting.
以色列人要各归自己的道下，在本族的旗号那里，对着会幕的四围安营。
They were no longer a group of freed slaves mobilizing around like a pile of sand.
他们不再像一盘散沙，过着没有规则、没有秩序的生活。
After this census,
在这个数点之后，
they got to stand like a soldier.
他们要像一个士兵一样站立。
Eat like a soldier, drink like a soldier, even sleep like a soldier.
他们无论是吃是喝。还是睡觉都要像士兵一样。
So they could move forward as a mighty army.
所以他们可以不断的像一个勇猛的士兵一样前行。
This attitude would guarantee them the victory in the battlefield.
这个态度才能保证他们在战场时候能够得胜。
Many times I heard God's people talk to me.
我有许多地方许多情况下听到神的子民对我说
Yeah, we are in the battlefield.
是的，我们在战事当中。
And by the name of the Lord, and we are going to claim our victory.
奉神的名，我们一定会得胜。
And we have God with us.
我们有神在我们这边。
But dear brothers and sisters, back to the book of Numbers.
但弟兄，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们回到民数记当
中。God told Moses and Aaron.
神对摩西和亚伦说
，Israel people got to be numbered as their army.
以色列人要被数点，好作为军队。
They were no longer as freed slaves.
他们不再是一个刚被释放的奴隶。
Mobilizing around like a pile of sand, and everybody do whatever he wanted to do.
这些人像一群散沙，各做自己喜欢做的事儿。
They got to change their mindset, they got to change their attitude, they got to live like a soldier.
他们必须要改变他们思维的方式，改变他们生活的态度，他们需要行事为人像一个士兵。
This only can guarantee them the victory in the battlefield.
这样他们才能在战事当中得胜。
Can we just by the slogans and hold the Bible into the battlefield?
我们只有喊几句口号来举着圣经，我们就能冲入这个战事里面吗？
No, we can't.
不行，我们不能这样。
We got to be numbered like an army.
我们必须像军队一样被数点。
Our last Bible reading is chapter 2.For today is chapter 2, verses 3 to 5.
我们第二点要读的是民数记第二章第三到第五节。
Notice in verse 5.
大家请注意第五节。
Here the word next to in original language is being attached to.
在这里面说挨着他安营，那个挨着就是连接。
Yeah. I hope we all still remember our spring picnic this year.
我希望我们还记得我们春游的时候。
Brother Deng Hao had a game there for us.
邓浩弟兄为我们准备了一个项目，玩的项目。
He tied two of us together.
他们把我们两个人绑在一起。
On each of our legs.
在我们把我们的腿绑在一起。
Then he made these two hop together to reach the goal.
好叫我们一起跳，一直跳到我们的终点。
I think this is the perfect illustration to our Bible reading here.
我觉得这就是对我们这一个圣经，我们所读的圣经最好的一个图片。
As Moses was numbering the Israel people and organizing the campsite.
当摩西在数点以色列民在这些安排。居住的营地的时候
God told them to tie the each camp of three tribes together.
神对他们说把每三个族连在一起
Guys, this is God's strategy to make his people like an army.
三个支派所以神就是这样让我们可以像能够彼此连接作为一个军队
Judah's camp was purposely built to attach to Issachar's camp.
犹大的营跟以撒加支派能连接在一起。
And Issachar's camp was purposely built to attach to Zebulun's.
以撒加支派跟西布伦支派是连接在一起。
With all three individual camps tied together.
这三个支派都连接在一起。
Then it composed the east camp of Tabernacle.
这才成为东边的这个会幕东边安营的军队
There is no separation between each camp and no independence among the camps
在不同的支派当中不同的营地当中没有独立性
Yes, they were still three individual tribes
是的是有三个支派
But they got to stay and move together as one body
但是他们必须一起停留在那里，一起行军。
And in this way, brothers and sisters, we can call it mighty army of God.
只有这样，我们才能称为神的精兵。
I wouldn't be surprised if Judah came to the Lord.
我绝对不会稀奇，当犹大来到神的面前。
And complain about the attachment to Issachar's camp.
他可能会来抱怨以撒加支派。
He might say to the Lord.
他可能对主说
，Lord, I would have nothing to do with this stubborn donkey.
我跟这个倔驴真的没什么可讲的。
And please get him off my face.
把他从我面前带走吧。
In fact, dear brothers and sisters.
事实上弟兄姊妹们
Genesis 49 confirmed that Issachar surely is a donkey in terms of a spiritual characteristic
在创世纪第四十九章说过预言的时候说以撒加真的是一个强壮的驴
But guys it is very clear here
但是弟兄姊妹们在这里很清楚
The east camp of Israel
这个东边的营地
Should be set up in a cooperative way.
必须要群体在一起
rather than individual.
而不是单独的
Otherwise, the army of Israel would move to nowhere.
如果是没有彼此连接的话，他们哪儿都去不了。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
God has a glorious purpose for our life.
神在我们每个人身上都有一个荣耀的旨意。
That someday we can sing it out, sing it from inside out. That blessed assurance, Jesus is mine.
有许多的时候，我们可以从内心中深深的唱出，耶稣是我的，我有把握。
We're not there yet.
但我们不是非常好。
But we are called into Jesus.
但是我们是蒙召进入基督。
We're so called into the battlefield.
我们是蒙召进入战事。
Because it is not always easy to reach our destination.
因为进入我们的终极地真的是不容易。
But God has a perfect arrangement prepared for us.
但是神对我们有完美的安排
，which is the fellowship of the believers，
就是弟兄姊妹之间的交通
，destination warfare and the fellowship。This is what we have learned from today's Bible reading。
今天我们读这几章经节，我们所学到的就是我们有我们的终极目标，我们一定要经历战事，我们不能没有我们彼此之间的交通。
Let's pray。
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we commit your word unto your hand.
主啊，我们把你的话语仰望在你的手中。
Because only you can make your word alive in us.
因为只有你使你的话语能够在我们里面存活。
Bless us, Lord.
求你让我们蒙福。
We may live for your word.
好叫我们为着你的话语而生活。
And be a bright testimony for you in this world.
好叫我们在这个世上成为你明光的见证。
To let the people in this world see us.
好叫这个世界的人看见我们。
And they say, "This is the mighty army of the Lord Jesus."
他们是耶稣基督的精兵。
In Jesus' name, we pray together.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.